Let's do this. We've got the NFL draft coming up tonight. Been mock drafts all over the place. We've decided to do one of our own where we've reached out to a bunch of people that we know around the football world.
Yeah.
The teams ahead of the Broncos. Now, let's set the ground rules here. We're not doing trades. This is picks made by every team in their spot. No trades.
Can't do it.
Who comes off the board? Okay?
Correct.
We even have the little, you know, draft jingle, which, as one of our texters said, I love the draft jingle. You know, the sound that the pick is in sound. Said whoever came up with that deserves a Medal of Freedom.
Good call.
I love it. I love the sound of it. It's very iconic. Mm-hmm. You know the one we're talking about, Johnny. Do you have that one? It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Love that thing.
Yeah.
It's good. You want to get started?
Sure, why not?
All right, so Chicago has the first pick via Carolina. Joining us with the pick is Tom Waddle, the former NFL receiver.
Yeah.
Who is now with ESPN Chicago. What do the Bears got?
The Chicago Bears will select first overall, not because they sucked more than anybody else in the NFL last year, but because GM Ryan Poles made a fantastic trade with the Carolina Panthers, and they sucked. First overall, the Chicago Bears select quarterback Caleb Williams. No surprise here. And here's hoping that a franchise that has wandered in the quarterback desert for decades has finally found their guy. This organization has never had a quarterback throw for over 4,000 yards or 30 touchdown passes. Hopefully Caleb Williams is that guy. First overall, Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC.
All right. Caleb Williams has been labeled the sure thing for a couple of years now.
Can you believe in a league where everything is about throwing the ball, they've never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards or 30 TDs? That's insane.
They thought it was going to be Jay Cutler?
Sure.
Smoking Jay?
That's right. He was too busy throwing in team meetings
that
the defense was having.
And then, of course, it was going to be Justin Fields. How'd that work out? But, boy, they got bailed out, right? They got bailed out by Carolina. And now they have this pick. And Caleb Williams, last seen crying in his mama's lap.
Yeah. Going home with his dog to snuggle.
Right. You think Caleb Williams? Boy, there does seem to be a big boom or bust surrounding Caleb Williams, right?
He's
either going to be great or it's going to be a spectacular failure.
It has spectacular failure written all over it.
Does it really? You think so?
Don't you think? It's been too much. There's been too much hype for too long.
Like Patrick Mahomes came along with no hype. And the fact that Caleb Williams for 2 years has been talked about as the next Mahomes, that's a lot to live up to.
Right.
A lot to live up to. All right, good job there, Tom Waddle. We'll hear more from him coming up with the ninth pick. But right now we have Washington on the clock with the second pick. And here is Bram Weinstein from the play-by-play voice of the Commanders.
With the second overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. Washington's in a really unique position here. They need a franchise quarterback and have almost too many options to choose from. So it's been a long, difficult decision that the team has had to come to here as the draft approaches. Drake May excelled in the air raid offense at North Carolina, and that's the style that new offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury is expected to implement here. J.J. McCarthy is a player that Washington has done extensive research on and really truly likes him. But what separates Daniels from the other two is the high ceiling of athleticism and the experience level. He's played a lot more than specifically May. He's 24 years of age. And of course, all of the running ability and athleticism that he profiles leads us to believe that that's going to be the selection. They could really, really, really like the prospects Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, but it's hard not to love Jaden Daniels.
Does this send a red flag up for you, Mark? Jaden Daniels coming out in the last couple days saying he wants to become the greatest running quarterback ever.
Yes.
Says he wants to pass Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson as the best running quarterback ever. Red flag?
Red, yeah, because that's not how you win in the NFL. That's not understanding the NFL game. That's taking college, your college concepts, and thinking they translate to the NFL. They don't. Now, obviously, some things do, but from a schematic standpoint, the other thing is, man, you ain't playing against the blind sisters of the poor. You don't have Washington State on your schedule. Dude's going to light you up. Light you up. And I know he finished his career at LSU, but, dude, it's a different animal.
With the third pick in the draft, it's the New England Patriots. Haven't seen them draft this high in a long time. We got Tony Maserati, part of the top talk show in Boston on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
With the third selection in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots will select quarterback J.J. McCarthy from the University of Michigan. Now, I think they're going to trade down and take McCarthy later in the first round, at least that's my hope. I think they're going to get a good offer from May and they're going to move on. So anyway, again, with the third selection in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots will select quarterback J.J. McCarthy of the University of Michigan.
Oh, and the crowd goes, ah! I mean, they go crazy,
oh,
right?
Crazy, right? You think J.J. McCarthy is going to elicit the biggest response?
Yes.
For whomever drafts him?
What do you think Mel Kiper's analysis will be? He'll come on and go, big surprise, J.J. McCarthy really shot up draft boards.
For what it's worth, Mel has J.J. going to Minnesota at 5. Via trade with the Chargers.
Oh, wow.
Todd.
All right.
So we got quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3 in our morning show mock draft. Number 4. This one, you did your own digging. You talked to your guy, Ron Wolfley, in Arizona, in Phoenix.
Yes.
What does he believe the Cardinals do if they stay put at number 4?
All right. With the fourth pick, the Arizona Cardinals select.
What do you got? Well, they are open for business, and they are taking everybody's phone call right now as we speak. So they are trying to move out of that spot, but the game was you got to stay at 4 and pick. And with the fourth pick in the 2024 draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
You know, if that ends up being the case, that's interesting because during this whole draft process, as we've seen guys elevated, we've seen guys chipped down, Harrison's kind of bounced around a little bit. You know, there have been other receivers that people have tried to talk up, like Adunze, Neighbors, but the feeling there is that Harrison started out as the best receiver in this class and will finish as the best receiver in this class. The first one to go off the board. There you go. Arizona with Marvin Harrison Jr. Number 5 is the Chargers. And again, a lot of speculation that they may trade out of this pick. But if they stay put, what does Jeff Miller of the LA Times believe Jim Harbaugh's Bolts will do?
With the fifth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame. Since his introductory news conference back in February, Jim Harbaugh has talked about the need to turn the Chargers into more of a running team and a physical team up front, and they've done a lot of things along the way since then to address that issue, and this is another one. There's no reason to think they won't continue to do that now, and he will complement left tackle Rashawn Slater. So Joe Alt is the Chargers' selection. He makes them tougher up front physically in the run game and also is another element in protecting quarterback Justin Herbert.
Makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
That just makes sense. If he's turning the Chargers into Michigan West, I mean, this is a no-brainer.
By the way, now, Alt's father played for the Kansas City Chiefs, correct? really good tackle for the Chiefs back in Jim Harbaugh's day.
The name is familiar. I didn't know if there was a relationship.
And here.
I mean, Alt, it's got to be. And he's an offensive lineman? And he's a big land giant?
I'm here.
You got to be related. It's got to be. Maybe it's his nephew. Well, whatever the case may be, I would imagine that Jim obviously has done his homework. You know they're going offensive line-wise.
Absolutely.
And everybody talks about Alt being a no-brainer. There you go.
I'd be stunned if they went anywhere other than offensive line in L.A. That brings us to number six, the Giants. Art Stapleton from NorthJersey.com and the USA Today.
My guy, right?
Yeah, you went about eight rounds with Art Stapleton. You made some bad comments about him and all the Art Stapleton fans came out.
All the Giants fans. That's how Giants started hating me. Yeah. Art Stapleton.
They love him.
I didn't know who Art Stapleton
was. They love him.
Oh, they do love him.
They love him. Well, we love him.
How dare you talk to Art Stapleton that way?
We love him with the sixth pick.
Yeah.
With the sixth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. This works out in the best possible scenario for the Giants. I believe May is the quarterback they have their sights set on. I think they will consider trading up all the way to three if they can with the New England Patriots. But the way this draft plays out, they love the fact that they can go after a quarterback, 21 years old. Reminds everybody a little bit of Josh Allen, the way Josh Allen was when Brian Daboll and Joe Shane were involved in drafting him up in Buffalo. So May comes to New York and is now the quarterback of the future for the New York Giants.
All these quarterbacks you got to talk about is boom or bust, right? Because it seems like if you look at the history, the recent 10, 15, 20-year history of these quarterbacks that go high, it's got about an 80% bust rate. Either these guys really, really shine or they just bust out. And so there's a lot of boom or bust potential with these guys. And boy, I see it with Drake May. He's already got the stench of being a North Carolina quarterback on him.
Right.
That doesn't help. But then I got a lot of respect for our pal Joel Klatt. Joel thinks this guy is an absolute can't miss. Throughout this entire draft process, he says it is 1 and 1A, Caleb Williams and Drake May, and then there's a big drop-off to the next group of quarterbacks. And Joel has said that Drake May is a more advanced passer than Josh Allen. He's Josh Allen as a more advanced passer coming out of college.
Correct.
Pretty high praise. So
very high praise.
We'll see. And if Joel's right, then the Giants getting him at 6 and kicking Daniel Jones to the curb. Great move.
Well, the jury's still out on last year's first overall pick. It was a kid out of Alabama last year, Bryce Young. Remember that he was
awful. Joel has said that.
Joel loved him coming out. Yeah, I mean, this is such an inexact science, and yes, he's got all kinds of physical tools. I didn't personally like him in the games that I studied. I looked at three games. I didn't like him. I thought he was inaccurate underneath, inaccurate, intermediate. In chain, like the chain moving throws. Hey, big throws over the top. Yeah, he was great.
With the seventh pick, it's Tennessee, and you did your research with Joe Rexrode of ESPN Tennessee. And so what is the Titans pick?
With the seventh pick, the Tennessee Titans select.
Tennessee Titans go Malik Nabers. So he's the best receiver on the board. They wanted Joe Alt. Joe Alt is gone. So they decided to go with Malik Nabers and give their young quarterback, Will Levis, who dropped to the second round last year, another weapon to continue in his development.
All right. So a second receiver off the board to Tennessee. At number eight, we have Atlanta. Who's the guy? Who's your guy down there in Atlanta?
I've talked to a bunch of former players. I've talked to some guys in the media. Orlando D. Ledbetter. I think it's Orlando D. Is it Orlando D? D. Orlando. Yeah, that's right. I always screw it up.
It's your dyslexia.
Yeah, it's my dyslexia. So that's the direction.
Well, hold on. We'll go with the pick. Let's set it up. Here's Atlanta on the board at number eight.
With the eighth pick, the Atlanta Falcons select.
They're going to go
you
with...
You saw Atlanta, but before you probably... Because you did a number of Atlanta games. You think this team... You said this repeatedly. There's a lot of talent on this team.
No
They're
question.
Just a quarterback away.
Yeah.
So what do they do to help Kirk Cousins?
So I think offensive line-wise, they're really good. I think they've got two really great backs. I think they've got some skill and some just really difference makers at the pass-catching area, you know, wide receiver and tight end. I think they go defense, and I'm going to go Dallas Turner, edge out of Alabama.
Ooh, okay. All right. I like it. That brings us to number nine. Chicago's back on the clock. We go back to our guy in Chicago, ESPN Chicago, Tim Waddle.
With the ninth pick overall, the Chicago Bears will continue to help the infrastructure around their young quarterback. They select Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze. What a fantastic player he is. Great size, good speed, best contested catcher of all in college football last year. He adds to a wide receiver room that already includes DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. What a gift for a young quarterback. At nine, the Bears select Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze.
Wow, if Chicago comes away, you want to talk about how fun it'll be to be a Bears fan and the whole idea of hope, right? You just, all these teams, these franchises, they use the draft to sell hope. Anything better, waking up a Bears fan, knowing that they drafted your quarterback and his top receiver at 1-9?
Right.
And this is going to be the pass-catching duo for the next 15 years. I mean, this is the stuff that you dream about as a fan.
I tell you what, though. If I was the Atlanta Falcons, the Chicago Bears. If I was the Chicago Bears, you went out and got Keenan Allen. You've got DJ Moore from a year ago.
Yeah.
You've got Komet at the tight end position. I would draft an offensive line. I'd get one of the top tackles. You've only taken one off the board right now. I'd give your quarterback. You really want to give your quarterback some help? Protect him. Run the football. That's the direction I would go.
Well, are they going the Cincinnati route with Joe Burrow? They put a bunch of people around Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, let Joe Burrow get the snot beat out of him along the way.
How did that work out for him last year?
I'm just saying, it looks like they may go that way in Chicago. That brings us up to the 10th pick, the Jets. I know you've talked to some of your New York people, including your guy Greeny. So as we look at the 10th pick, here we go with the New York Jets.
With the 10th pick, the New York Jets select...
The New York Jets need help. They need to make sure that Aaron Rodgers has got players. They're counting on him for playing more than just 1 year. I'm going to go New York Jets, Brock Bowers.
Oh!
The tight end that feels
that
like maybe...
Oh, that hurts.
Maybe the most likely, high ceiling... No bust factor, tight end, Brock Bowers.
I am not going to lie. I am not going to lie. As this whole thing was going along,
you're hoping
that's
he
who
falls?
I was saying. I guess he's falling. Come on, come on, come on. And then you just dashed my hopes. Ah! All right. Boy, that's so un-Jets-like.
Yeah.
Doing something really, really smart. All right. Jets get Brock Bowers. That brings us up to Minnesota right before the Broncos at number 11. Again, this our morning show mock draft with no trades. It's just everything stays put. Who gets picked where? Again, you've talked to some of your Minnesota sources. Vikings at number 11, right in front of the Broncos. What do they do?
The Minnesota Vikings select.
So the Minnesota Vikings.
This is a team that everyone is speculating they're going to trade to move up to take a quarterback. But under our game, Williams is gone. Daniels is gone. McCarthy's gone. May is gone. Kevin O'Connell. It's Kevin O'Connell. Everyone thinks Sean Payton's a Bo Nix guy. Is Kevin O'Connell a Bo Nix guy?
I just don't. I don't know I mean, Bo Nix would definitely fit the personality traits of being smart, being able to, you know, being able to process information. And everything has had the Minnesota Vikings on a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And all the quarterbacks are gone. Everybody talks about that. I think you're right. I think the Minnesota Vikings go Bo Nix at 11.
All they got right now is Sam Darnold. And I know you like Darnold.
I do.
Coming off his rehab in San Francisco, but enough to be the guy? No. I think Bo Nix to the Vikings, that's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good pick. Okay. That brings us then to the Denver Broncos at number 12 in our morning show mock draft with five quarterbacks already gone. So do they take Michael Penix or do they go in a different direction? Again, no trade, so this is them making a pick at 12. Mark, what do you see?
I see them picking the best corner on the board. I see them taking Terrion Arnold, cornerback, out of Alabama.
Oh, my.
Shut up!
I don't want that to be the case.
No,
I want
God, please, no!
I want Sean Payton to fall in love with a quarterback. I desperately want him to love a quarterback. If he passes on a quarterback and takes a cornerback,
it's over.
I got to admit, I'll be here for the show. I'll be here because the reaction will be incredible.
Oh, it'll be epic.
This will be incredible. People's heads will explode. People will lose their minds if they don't draft a quarterback and choose instead to go with a corner. Even though it makes sense.
Yeah.
You play in a division with Patrick Mahomes. You play in a division with Justin Herbert. If you can't find the quarterback that you believe in to go head-to-head with those guys, you better build a defense that can hold up against them.
Wow.
It's a good pick, Mark. It's a good pick.
Well, what would you have gone with?
I got to pick a guy at 12.
You got to pick a guy at 12.
Boy. You know me, I love building from the inside out. And I think Sean Payton, he's a Bill Parcells disciple. I think he's a build from the inside out guy. And there are a lot of stud tackles out there right now still. Mm-hmm. A lot of stud tackles.
A lot of edge guys.
I know, there. But they're with all these quarterbacks and receivers being drafted, some really good tackles have dropped, guys that you can plug and play right away, maybe free you up to trade a guy like Garrett Bowles. I'm going to go with my pick at number 12. I'm going to go with J.C. Latham.
Oh, the Alabama tackle.
The Alabama tackle.
Dude, that dude's a huge man.
And then you can trade Garrett Bowles. All right, there you go. Our top 12 picks, neither one of us has him taking a quarterback. Now, we've done our mock draft with the idea that there are no trades.
Correct.
And it was fun.
Yes.
Do you expect trades, though?
Yes.
Do you expect Minnesota to trade up, either with New England, Arizona, or the Chargers?
Yes, I do.
Do you expect the Broncos to trade up?
No.
So if anybody trades up, it's going to be Minnesota.
Yes. I think Minnesota is definitely trading up. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Raiders trade up.
Ooh.
They're sitting behind the Broncos. I'd be surprised to see them trade up.
So, let's say Minnesota and or the Raiders trade up. It's with the idea that they're targeting a specific quarterback.
Right.
If that's the case, does that make it likely that Bo Nix still is there at 12?
Unless the Raiders really like Bo Nix.
So you think Bo Nix could be a trade-up-for guy?
Listen, I think there are so many desperate teams for quarterbacks that they will talk themselves in to just about anything. Now, I actually think that the Raiders will probably sit at 13 and take who's ever left. Penix, whoever's there. I think Minnesota has definitely the biggest chance of moving up and the most capital to move up with. So I think they're the most likely to trade up.
Well, we'll have a little fun. Your reaction to the idea that Mark has the Broncos taking another corner, me, them taking a tackle. As Andrew from Lafayette said, hey, we won our last Super Bowl with a mediocre quarterback play, but multiple elite corners and nowhere safe for opponents to throw the football. So savvy fans should celebrate another elite cornerback joining the roster tonight. Well, Andrew from Lafayette, you're definitely in the minority there because yes. People are not reacting well. Fire everyone if that's the case. Boo! If that happens today, I'm done. Depression to the level I would have to check out if they took a corner or a tackle. Well, if you want to see what that reaction would be like, make sure you're at our NFL draft party today.
Yes.
Because you could see it firsthand, and you could complain and have your head pop off with a bunch of other Bronco fans, because our NFL draft party is going on starting at 4 today at Dave and Buster's in Denver, I-25 in Colorado. We'll have a special roundtable between 4 and 6 with Zach Bye hosting with Stank, Brandon Stokely, Philip Lindsay. Then from 6 to 10, we got NFL insider James Palmer. We got Cecil Lammy and John Davis taking you through the rest of the first round. That's Thursday. That's today starting at 4 p.m. live from Dave and Buster's in Denver. All right, that was fun. Johnny Fever, great job putting all that together. We appreciate it. We'll react to that. Our mock draft coming up next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Now they always say congratulations.
Works so fun. Put together our morning show mock draft. Thanks to all the NFL people from the respective cities that we had.
That was never friendly.
And yeah, we could have done one with trades, and then it would start to get kind of wonky. But we tried to play it straight with the idea that there are no trades, and I don't think it's for sure that you're going to see a team give up a ton to try to move up into the top three or four. But if it stays put, I thought it was interesting. We saw 5 quarterbacks and 2 receivers go in the top in the 7 picks before the Broncos would pick at 12. The way it worked out, 5 quarterbacks were gone. So you had the Broncos taking a corner, Terrion Arnold from Alabama. I had him taking an Alabama tackle, J.C. Latham. And the reaction from people is funny. But this one is interesting. Madden Broomfield. Because this one is so right and so wrong at the same time. Matt texts in, if they pick a cornerback or a tackle, training camp will be a ghost town. You're right. And if they do take a quarterback, training camp, the hill will be full. But does that tell the story right there about why quarterbacks get overdrafted?
Yeah.
And is that part of the problem of why quarterbacks get drafted? It will create a ton of buzz for a guy who's got an 80% chance of failing.
Correct.
That's just fact.
Yeah.
But what could probably and most likely be the right football move will lead to a ghost town at training camp.
Correct. Which I happen to feel, based upon our experience with Sean Payton, would make him really happy.
Yeah, I think Sean would love to have training camp conducted with nobody there.
Yes. Total ghost town.
So it's funny. The move that might be the best football move would generate no buzz, but the move that would likely have the highest failure rate would create all the buzz.
Yes.
That right there, folks, in a nutshell, is why quarterbacks get overdrafted.
And that is
That's why, right there.
That's the NFL draft, and that's why so many teams, so many of the same teams, are always picking in the top 10. Because those organizations are not trying to win. You know what they're trying to win? Not Super Bowls. They're trying to win the opinion of public opinion. They're trying to win over public opinion. They're trying to get people to talk well about them. And you know what they'll do? You know, I mean, they'll have a pick, you know, and it'll come in and it'll just make sense. And then Mel Kiper, right? This team got an A for the draft. And you know where they'll be drafting next year? Six. They'll be drafting three. But he'll give them a draft, Greg, right after the draft and give them an A for, wow, you guys are so smart. Brilliant move. Moving all the way up to three to get J.J. McCarthy. Great job. Or whoever.
I thought there was a great, there was like a great psychological study that was conducted yesterday on social media. Because you came out yesterday in this show and you talked about Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And the talent, the potential that Zach Wilson possesses. And I not to put words in your mouth, but I believe you said that if he was in this year's draft class, that he'd be
one of the most talented quarterbacks in this year's draft class.
And he would go ahead of, like, where did you have him?
I had the quarterbacks that he profiles with. I said he would be second or third from a talent stage, just a pure arm talent and athleticism stage. Again, that doesn't mean you can play. We've seen plenty of great athletes that don't produce. We've seen them here so recently that we just traded one for a sixth rounder, fifth rounder, and Jerry Jeudy. Unbelievable talent. I mean, unreal talent. So, don't.
What's up, Doc?
You know where everybody, because Mace posted that, and everybody, you know, went after me. Oh, he's terrible. He can't play. That had nothing to do with my comments. My comments were, he's one of the most, if he were in this draft class, he'd be one of the most talented guys in this draft class. Maybe Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels, you could argue, have more talent. But, you know, some would say Drake May because he's 6'4" and blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, arm talent-wise and athleticism is just about as talented as anybody.
He's a tall guy.
It's why people love the idea of untapped potential. They fall in love with it. So here's one of the text or tweet responses to what you had to say yesterday. That might be the dumbest thing Mark's ever said, and that's saying something. He's not better than Williams, Daniels, May, and JJ.
I didn't say he was better.
Doesn't matter. Wow. Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That it, because Zach Wilson now, he's ruined goods. He's tarnished.
Right.
Okay. He's washed up. Mm-hmm. Okay. But these guys, these guys will be different, is what, and I got a lot of this yesterday. You got a lot of this yesterday to your response about Zach Wilson. I'm looking at another one. Mark is nuts. Zach Wilson isn't in the same class as J.J. McCarthy. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is just so funny. It's this vicious cycle. It is literally the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Are you kidding me?
This would be like us having the conversation the year that Zach Wilson was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And you making a case for a quarterback a couple of years, let's say maybe... let's use Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This would be the equivalent back in 2021 of you saying if the Broncos had traded for Sam Darnold and you come in on saying, hey, listen, I think Sam Darnold's got a ton of talent. There's a reason why he went, where he went number three overall to the Jets. And I think if you put him in this class, he'd slot very well with all these other quarterbacks who are coming out at, in 2021. And you'd have people reacting the same exact way saying, are you nuts, Mark? Sam Darnold doesn't have the same kind of arm talent as Zach Wilson. What's wrong with you? And we're doing it again. we're doing it again where 3 years from now, I feel uber confident saying people are going to be talking about J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, or Caleb Williams the same way that they're talking and reacting to Zach Wilson today. Guarantee it.
I pulled up a draft report. Three-year starter who took over as a freshman can throw guys open. His accuracy levels on, he's got accuracy on all three levels. Will place throws attempting to save receivers from hits. Willing to make tight throws at every level. Consistently aggressive. Will attempt back shoulder throws, balls to tight ends in tight coverage.
Who's this?
This is a draft report. This was a draft report on Zach Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Excellent deep ball thrower. Can throw far, far and throws a nice catchable ball. Good intermediate arm strength. Overall solid arm talent. Can put zip on outside throws. Played in varied schemes that ask him to make all sorts of plays. Has the ability to ad lib and change arm slots and make all the throws.
Right.
Good smooth athlete. Oh, able to make defenses pay when he scrambles. First rounder, no question.
If I was doing the blind taste test with a football fan today.
But now he can't. Oh, he's the worst quarterback ever. He can't play. He was horrible.
But if I was doing the blind taste test with a fan today and I read that to that fan and said, who is that? They'll say, oh, it's Drake May. Oh, it's J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
No, it's Zach Wilson. It's not, we're not saying that, you know, all these quarterbacks are going to be busts. But, you know, the notion that you're snubbing your nose, you're just like, ooh, egads, I can't believe the Broncos brought in Zach Wilson. But J.J. McCarthy, now that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, how? What are you basing that on?
Hope.
Hope. Exactly. Yes, it's hope. It's That's hope. All it is. It's hope. And it's hope that will drive people to the hill
right.
at Dove Valley. And the last thing I want Sean Payton to do, and I hope he's not like this, and I don't think he is, but the last thing I want to see Sean Payton do is make any move with the idea of we got to get people on the hill in August.
Yeah.
Real quick. Yeah. Do you think Mace gets some sort of like sick pleasure out of just going after stink on Twitter?
He does, yes.
He just puts out the audio and sits in his bed at night.
There's a wedge driving component there with Mace that
Mace's own little personal
I respect
smear campaign.
I respect.
You know what we need? You know, remember the war on drugs when you and I were, I don't know, what was the war on drugs campaign? Was, the 80s or whatever?
It was Ronald Reagan. Yeah. It was Nancy Reagan, right?
Nancy Reagan, war on drugs. One of the big things was no hope in dope.
Right?
I think we should change the slogan to quarterbacks in the NFL draft. No hope in these dopes. But, don't go after
but
these
But you know
dopes.
What? There's a lot of people that just love the idea of, like I saw Scrappy Will talked about this. You know, he was one of the ones that first coined the idea that, well, if you don't take a quarterback, it's going to be, there's going to be nobody on the hill.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Well, but you know what? There are a lot of people that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
they want to be good on the hill.
Yes.
I want to be good on the hill.
They want to enjoy the hill in July and August.
Right.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean, Basil?
Things have gotten so bad around here. Expectations have gotten so low that just being able to go out on a bright sunny day in July and August and sit on the hill and watch J.J. McCarthy do his thing is just pure bliss for some people.
Yes.
And that's all they need right now. And they're fine with that. And you know what? I'm not calling anybody out because a lot of people feel that way. And will feel that way if the Broncos draft a quarterback in the first round. We shall see. Coming up next, what do you expect from the Nuggets? What do you expect from the Lakers tonight? What is going to tell the tale in Game 3 in L.A.? That is next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Definitely been hearing a lot from the gotta just draft a quarterback, any quarterback crowd today. So let's play a little game, okay?
Sure.
Let's play a little game. Little exercise here. I want you to read that quarterback draft scouting report.
And you see,
just read it.
Just read it.
Just read it.
Okay. There you go. 3-year starter is big, strong quarterback with impressive dual threat skills. Showed marked improvement over his time and was an all-conference performer. Impressive quickness for a player his size. He's nimble in the pocket, easily strides or steps up to evade pressure. Design runs from pistol or shotgun. He's fast and strong ball carrier. Balanced, strong base, keeps his feet anchored underneath him at all times. Because of this, he's quick to throw and able to fire the ball at any time with little setup needed. Arm strength and mechanics are incredibly promising. Enough zip to push the ball down the football field.
All right, we got to be talking about...
Who do you think?
Oh, that's got to be Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy or Drake May.
I would say it's got to be Drake May or J.J. McCarthy because he's a big, strong, has that ability to run.
Okay. Which one of those two?
Yeah, it's neither of those two.
Who is it?
Paxton freaking Lynch.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, how'd he turn out?
That's beautiful. You know what? That deserves at least for just one day. And, you know, for the people who are like, well, you know, what is your alternative, Mike? Right? I mean, if you're going to compete with Patrick Mahomes in your own division, you know, aren't your best odds of finding that guy in the first round? Yes and no. I you're never, ever going to ever hear me say that the quarterback's not important and that you got to find one. But you've got to tell me who your guy is.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause what I just will continue to chafe and roll my eyes and fight back on is the draft a quarterback, any quarterback philosophy. I'm sorry, that makes no sense because you're talking about something that has an 80% failure rate. It just does. It's factual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The quarterbacks that have been drafted over the last 20 years in the top 10 have an 80% failure rate. And so your idea of draft a quarterback, any quarterback, and throw a dart at four or five guys, you do so with the understanding that 80% of these guys are going to fail. And right. I just think that's stupid. I think that's a stupid way of going out and trying to identify the guy that's going to be the most important guy on your football team. Now, if you out there, if you love a guy, if you like Ryan in Missouri is texting me saying you two clowns would be the ones poo-pooing hope. Hope is all we have.
I disagree.
That's the loser's lament. If you have arrived at the point where you just throw up your hands and say, just draft a quarterback, I don't care who, just draft a quarterback so I can have some hope for a while. That's not the way is that the way that you would make any important decision in your life? Like crucial, crucial decision.
Right.
Would you make a crucial, crucial decision in your life based on the idea of, I don't know, throw a dart at it.
Right.
And let's hope it works. Of course not. And that's what I always fight back against is the idea of, hey, I don't know who to take. There's five of them out there. Pick one. If the numbers backed it up, sure, do it. They don't.
Yeah, it's taking your life savings and putting it into lotto picks. Thinking that that's going to be your retirement plan. And I'm going to have to retire eventually. I'll take all the money I saved and buy scratch tickets. Ha! It's got to work. I mean, that's first-round quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I could go through a litany of pre-draft. Come on. Like, we thought we won the draft when we picked Paxton Lynch.
Yes. Traded up to get him, by the way.
Yeah. Thought we won the draft. Rest of the draft, I remember Cecil saying, hey, the rest draft doesn't matter. We just won. We got Paxton. And I'm not begging on Cecil because, you know, a lot of people thought Paxton was great. And a lot of people thought it was a great pick. Didn't work out. And that's the issue that you fall into. There's so many other variables when it comes to playing quarterback in the National Football League, and there's so many, well, just playing in the National Football League, and you just don't know, like, who's going to make it and who's not. But what's shown us is that you know, it's not an exact science. It's really hard, and the fact that 75% or so of these guys fail, it is, you know, I mean, that's there's the testament.
Look,
right,
if
there.
You, if you as a fan out there, you are ready to plant your flag with one guy, do it. I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like for the texter who says, no one has ever said just draft a quarterback. Really?
That's all anybody ever says.
So if let me give you this scenario, texter. So if the Broncos are sitting at number 12 and a bunch of quarterbacks have gone off the board, but Drake May has dropped, would you want them to take him? Texter nods his head.
Yes.
Okay. In this scenario, texter, a bunch of quarterbacks have gone, and J.J. McCarthy's sitting there at number 12. Would you want them to take J.J.?
Yep.
Texter nods his head. Another scenario, all the quarterbacks are gone, and Bo Nix is sitting there at number 12. Texter, do you want him to take Bo Nix? Nods his head. That's my point.
Right.
That's my point. Now, if you as the texter say, guys, the guy I want them to get and do whatever it takes to get him is J.J. McCarthy, I can respect that.
Right.
Because now you're saying that's the guy. In a process where 80% of these guys fail, I believe this guy is the 20%. Good, I can respect that.
If that's the case, then if you got to move up to number 2 to get him,
do it.
If you are that convicted,
yep,
that he is going to be the guy,
yep,
then do it.
Because if you're right, it doesn't matter what you gave up.
No.
It'll go down in history as a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me who that guy is. Don't tell me, I don't care who it is, just draft one. Because then you are basing your strategy on something that has an 80% bust rate. I know Fever's got somebody he wants to get to.
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming around. We'll do that. And also get back into Nuggets-Lakers game 3. We're still looking to see if there's a nickname for Jamal's game winner that will stick. Mark loves so far the Hail Murray. But is there one better out there? That's next.